Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We have got a fabulous show for you tonight. Let me just start off by saying I want to thank every single one of you out there again for your support and how you've told so many people about the show, how you're plugging into our website, and the many, many things you're doing to help take this powerful message out into the world. My hat goes off to you, and that's why we bring you some of the people we bring, so that each and every one of us gets to live the life that we love, the life that we desire, no regrets, no looking back, and living life full out. That's why I'm bringing you my guest today. Now, you know that I get to talk to a lot of fabulous people, people that are out in the world that are helping others take their message out into the world, being the best that they can be, moving beyond their limitations, and experiencing unparalleled confidence, success, and personal growth. My guest today, Pete Siegel, is one of those individuals. He is America's number one personal best coach. And you will understand a little bit about why I say this and why he has accomplished such an incredible reputation in the field. He can be seen many, many places, and those of you that have heard about his work and who he is, you know that he is about busting through the layers of crust. He has been on television. He has been on radio. The list of stations that he's been on far exceeds the amount of time I've got on this show to tell you about them. But you're going to hear for yourself how he is helping the top athletes, the top professionals, the top people in the world get to even a higher level, and how he helps people like you and me achieve the things we want to achieve in life. So I am thrilled to be bringing Pete Siegel to you all today, so that you can get a sense of how to live the best life you can, how to move beyond fears, and how to know the truth of who you are. Pete, thank you for joining us tonight.
Well, thank you for that wonderful build-up, Pat. It's great to be here with you.
Well, I'm so jazzed about you being here. It's really even hard to know where to start, except by asking you a question that I ask every single person that I interview. And it comes from my listeners, because they said to me one day, listen, you always seem so happy, upbeat, chipper, and life is just rolling down for you. The water's kind of rolling off your back. Haven't you ever had a bad day? And I said, I could spend, like, you know, my entire show talking about that.
A what? Me having a bad
day? Oh, my God. And so the question that comes from them, look, Here we are out in the world, and they want to know, was this an easy job for you? Or, Pete, did you have obstacles, challenges that you overcame to bring you to this very moment?
Well, you know, life is a learning experience, and as you go through situations and within high demand situations that you've never experienced before, you are forced to deal with a learning curve that you have no information on yet, and therefore you learn from going through an experience. Those are perhaps the most difficult, because you really have never been through something like that before, and you have to sort of wing it and do the best you can. And, you know, usually that best is not sufficient enough, because it's an experience that you have no prior experience with or knowledge about. Now, those are the toughest. And as a young therapist, you don't know what you know as an experienced veteran therapist, of course. But the main thing I knew was that I had a certain internal toughness, which meant a resiliency, a physical power, you know, a sort of mentality that would not faint away from things or back down from things. But I chose to believe that somewhere within me was a capacity or the ability to be efficient within things and to work my way through. Many times I didn't know how I would. Now I do. But I was willing to believe that in some way my unconscious mind would give me the way through this thing, or to draw from prior experience. Even in my 20s, when I first became a registered therapist, certified hypnotherapist, an NLP person, I was able to make inroads in situations that others would faint away from, you see? And so, of course, there are things that you don't know when you begin in life or any kind of process or journey, but you have to take a foundational belief of who you are into these things, so that as you begin to engage situations that you never have before, there is a sense of strength, of purpose, of ability, and of competency within you that is suffice to at least be willing to experience a situation, knowing that you can work your way through it.
Well, and you know, Pete, you have worked with so many people. I want to let everyone know who's just tuning in right now that you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile, and I'm here with Pete Siegel. He is the creator of an amazing process, an amazing way to help people, and also Incredible Change. As a matter of fact, his website is incrediblechange.com, and you'll get to experience PowerMind, what that means. But today, we're here to tap into some of the things that would have us think that we are really less than, that we don't have what it takes to be the best that we can be, and to really get bogged down with fear and worry. And you know, Pete, one of the things I love about you is that when you and I have conversations, the conversation is always about the next level. It's
right.
About stepping up. It's about understanding the dynamics of life. And yet, at the same time, there are people that may be listening to the show that are like I was for a large part of my life,
right.
Afraid and worried. And with the help of the universe, I got to see that I could move beyond my challenges,
right.
Move beyond getting fired from every job I've ever had, and come out into the world and have a voice. What do we say to folks that are sitting there today that I know, the folks who have fabulous ideas and need a little help getting started?
Five simple words, and that is, start doing your own thinking.
That's pretty good.
Start with that, because there's a reason. Aren't you glad you got fired from those five jobs? Would you be Dr. Pat Basile doing what you love
to
do now?
Oh, my gosh. No. But man, there's no way I'd even be close to that.
That's right. You would be miserable in a cubicle taking crap from someone who wasn't half as smart as you, not making the money that you want to, working too many hours, lamenting about it on the ride home, only to wake up and go in and do it the very same thing the next day. I don't mean to paint a sad sack picture, but that's the reality for millions of untold people every day. Do your own thinking. What do you think? What do you believe? What's your purpose? What's your take? What's your opinion? What's your viewpoint? Who are you? Remember that song by The Who? Who are you?
Oh, yeah. And as a matter of fact, that's the theme of one of the CSI shows on television.
CSI
right now.
Miami, my favorite.
Yeah, Miami. Is
who
that it?
Who are you? What makes you you? What are you supposed to do? What do you love to do? What's your passion? What's your purpose? The proverbial, why are you here? You see, if you take some time, it's not an easy sit down and, oh, here I am, here's what I'm supposed to be doing. It's a gradual process through understanding, through analysis of what you've been through understanding situations and how you react to them and how they shape and mold you. But you are not, absolutely not, usually 99.99% of the time, you're not what your parents said or how they conditioned you or what they perceived you to be or your grandparents or your teachers. You're not that, but you're not you yet until you decide who and what you are. You have got to decide who and what you are. That can only come through you. And you know what? It's not as difficult as people make it out to be, Pat.
We do make it very complicated, don't we? I mean, we do.
We do because we struggle for the what's and the why's and the wherefores. Why? Because when we're children, we're never encouraged to do our own thinking. We're encouraged to what? Follow the lead, obey, command, be compliant, take orders, respond as you are communicated to respond. And subconsciously, we become conditioned to be reactors, waiting for someone or something to take the lead or to be the initiator instead of ourselves. Isn't that fascinating?
Well, it is, and actually, when you're talking about it, it's kind of making me a little grumpy because it reminds me of a
grumpy and crusty. That's the favorite words.
My famous words. And what I love about being crusty, and believe me, I know a lot about it. I mean, we come up with these ideas because we do know something about it,
yeah.
And a lot of time it reflects our lives.
Right.
And so the whole idea of crust busting and being a little crusty is about knowing that for a lot of my life, I lived in a shell of a body that had a sense that there was something greater that I was meant to do,
right.
And yet I did not have the courage to step out and do it.
Well, you know what? That's inaccurate because you did. You just didn't apply it to the degree you're applying it now. You had that ability back then. You have every single thing you need within your soul right now. There's a utility belt called the tools necessary to build a fantastic, rewarding, and fulfilling life around everybody's waists. Will you choose to become aware of what those tools are within you and apply them? And let me tell you something, folks. This is not metaphysical or spiritual foo-foo. This is bottom line reality. If you go to my website, incrediblechange.com, and look at the people I work with, this is the truth. If you want to become good and move from good to very good to excellent, excellent to great, great to incredible, incredible to the standard that everybody else strives to be like, then you really have to become aware of what you can do. Dr. Pat Basile will soon be a national radio figure a la George Norrie, a la Dr. Laura Schlesinger, because of her passion, her ability, and her commitment to this craft and her excellence in broadcasting. She will do that. But the courage that you need, hey, that's always been there. We all have the things that we say we don't. We're just unwilling to dig deeper within ourselves to find them.
Well, in part of this is something you talk about a lot, Pete, and that is looking at where we are in our lives and having a focus and having a point into the direction. And one of the things is looking at the future, and I think, as you say, making the future your friend.
Yeah.
But a lot of times we can get caught up in looking at the future in retrospect to what we think we don't have.
If we have an incomplete self because of an incomplete or frustrating or negative past, we can only look into the future and make that kind of evaluation or that kind of judgment, can't we? Why? Because we think it's always been this way for me, therefore it will always be this way for me in the future. But the future is not the past. The future is not the now. The future is not anything other than a choice to believe some way about it, isn't it? And when you think about it that way, that means you have a choice. You have a choice to believe and to think and to imagine and to perceive and to embrace something as a possibility. Because something hasn't happened yet doesn't mean it never will. Because you've tried and failed in the past doesn't mean you're destined to a fate or a destiny of failure. Just because something that you want hasn't materialized doesn't mean that's something you'll never have. It just means you need to shift mental gears and apply yourself differently. Because what you want is there. What you want is out there. And the way you see yourself now and believe about your ability right now, that will determine the way you think and perceive about the future. The future is either going to be your friend or your enemy. It's not by design either of those things. It becomes by choice one of those two things. And when you understand it from that context, then you can begin to make the change right now and say, the rest of my life will be happy, efficient, successful, functional, not without bumpy roads, not without potholes that I fall in, not without challenge or demand or toughness, but with continued perseverance, self-belief, conviction, and self-application to produce success for myself. How great would it be to wake up in the morning and begin to think and believe that way? Wait a second, Pat. There's the answer, isn't it? When you wake up in the morning, you're like a farmer who's going to plant seeds, aren't you?
That's right.
Most people don't even plant seeds. They let yesterday's seeds waft their way in today's plantings. And so it starts when you wake up in the morning. When you wake up in the morning, your day hasn't happened yet. If you don't do anything mentally to intervene, to suggest possibilities, to program new results, new unfoldments, new potentials that might arise for you and that you'll strive to create, then your mind will just say, okay, here's where we were yesterday, let's just give you more of the same. If you go into a restaurant and you don't order, how can they bring you what you want? Think of it that way. And so when you wake up in the morning, if you had the ability to create the future, what would that look like? What would you be feeling? What would you be doing? How would you be doing it? And what would the results be? A simple wake-up strategy like that can make an incredible difference, not only in your day, but in your entire life.
So, Pete, when we look at our lives and we look at the life that we think we have, I mean, there are many people at top positions, many people that have achieved great wealth. And in our society, we use that accomplishment as a benchmark. But is it reality to think that folks that symbolically have what we consider to be an idea or a demonstration of success, isn't it in fact possible that they have yet to tap into their true powers?
Unless you have a specific purpose, just the acquisition of money and material goods is not really fulfilling. And let me tell you something. I work with pro athletes, powerhouses in business and entertainment celebrities. Many become mega millionaires after working personally with Pete Siegel. Okay? They buy the biggest houses, the biggest cars. You know, it's not just bling with them, Pat. It's bling, 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 and then more. And they then try to use that as to show and prove to the world, look at me, I'm a somebody. And those people have to continue to produce and get more and acquire more, demonstrate more, in order to have a feeling of worth and substance and value. Those are the truly miserable wealthy people. The ones that have a purpose, the athletes have a purpose, for example. They get paid tens of millions of dollars to play, to play. What a great way to live, to get millions of dollars to play and do something that you love to do. It's not just about money. It's about, okay, I love something. I am something. I have a purpose in life, and now I have the ability to just go out and just do that thing that I love. You know, without a purpose, all the money, without a purpose, and especially without a defined, integrated self, Pat, all the money in the world is meaningless. And I've worked with miserable billionaires, if you can experience that and accept that. They could buy anything they want. They could buy entire cities, and still they were miserable. Why? Because they're living to show the world, look at me, I'm a somebody. I'm going to use my wealth to show people that I have meaning and substance, but they never figured out or defined who they were as people, what they represent, what they stand for, what really demonstrates and what really represents their life purpose. They don't have one. Who are you? What do you think? What do you believe? What makes you you? They become great at making money. Now, that's not an insignificant thing. No way do I say it. I'm all for getting as much money as you can legally, ethically, and through your purpose. But without a self, think about it. It's like lighting a candle and there's no candle beneath the flame. How long can that flame stay lit for? What's the purpose of the flame being lit in the first place? What does it represent? What is it trying to memorialize? What does it stand for? So that's where your benchmark comes from. Having purpose, having meaning, having significance, having a sense of self, and waking up in the morning and saying, this is who I am, this is what I do, and now, with the grace of God and my conviction and my faith, I go out and I do it because this is what I'm supposed to do. When you live like that, that's when you become fulfilled.
One of the things that I mentioned early on introducing you, and I want to remind everyone that Pete Siegel is my very special guest today here on the Dr. Pat Show. And, you know, part of what we're experiencing here in this conversation is moving beyond the theory of what we need to do, because life is about taking action. It's about understanding wisdom and at the same time knowing that there is a way to put one foot in front of the other and take a step forward. And, you know, Pete, one of the things I wanted to ask you about, especially around unparalleled confidence, when we look at the world that we step out in, and you're talking about purpose, there is an aspect of stepping out that has to do with our connection to the divine, our spiritual connection, whatever that is for whoever is listening to the show. It could be different for, you know, each person listening. When we take that step, how does Pete Siegel help people integrate the spiritual into the physical?
Well, the physical is an extension of the spiritual, as you know. Nothing happens randomly. Nothing happens just by itself. Every physical action, every physical behavior is always an extension of some aspect of mentality, or is an effect of, or function of, or result of some aspect of mentality. You just don't do things unless a doctor taps you on your knee with that tomahawk thing and your knee jerks out without thinking. That's the only time you'll have a reactive kind of reflex. But the reactive reflexes that you have in life now, why do you think and feel and do what you do in certain situations? It just happened. No, that's subconsciously programmed. Okay? That's subconsciously programmed. The spiritual means that you understand that, here, there is no difference anatomically between the state you're in now, the listeners listening on the phone, and if you were embalmed in a coffin awaiting burial. There is no anatomical difference at all between you and those two states. But there's a huge difference because you've got something now that's flowing through you, animating you, and giving you a vital capacity to be. It's called life. It's called power. It's called the grace of God, infinite intelligence. It's called the will of the universe, infinite intelligence. It's been defined and labeled a million different ways. Now, if you understand the real nature of that, because that pure power doesn't strive to kill or destroy by nature. It has to have some vehicle to flow through, Pat. The analogy I give is, if you remember years ago, there used to be these Kodak slide projectors with a little round thing.
Yeah.
That was a carousel. Mm-hmm. And then there was that had little slots for those little slides. And then they were projected out from the outward into from the light of the lens onto the wall or the screen that you projected it onto. Now, the light in and of itself is neither good nor bad. It just is. The slide that you insert within that light or into or upon that light will then determine what context of image or result that light projects out upon the world. And you could look at your thoughts as those slides. What thoughts are you projecting in front of that light that it's going to pass through and then become the thing that you see, the thing that you do, the thing that you experience, which then leads into the result that you experience? And so the spiritual part of living is based in terms of, do you understand that that power exists within you? Do you understand the incredible infinite potential of that power, that it will unfold into and become the things that you think about most? Most people don't even know that fact. They just keep complaining about the results or symptoms that they see. I'm overweight. I don't have the job I want. I don't have the girlfriend or boyfriend I want. I don't have the degree that I really want. I live in a neighborhood or a house that I really can't stand. I don't make the money that I want. I don't have the jewelry I want. I don't have the. Stop. A real different way is to say, I'm not putting the slides in front of the slide projector light that I need to, which will then unfold that into my life. It's no one's quote-unquote fault, responsibility, or doing but you. A changed mindset, a changed sense of self, a changed self-belief, a new idea that you embrace, a new faith that you can start to project creates an entire new life. How do you think the people that are those who you'd like to be like, or those who have what you want, who have achieved what you would love to, how do you think they got there? They were dropped from a helicopter like those ski jumpers at the top of the mountain into that opulence or success? They worked for it with a different mindset than you have. You can get what you want, be what you want to be, and have what you want to have, A, if you're willing to work for it, B, if you're willing to make a commitment, C, if you're willing to accept work within and master a process. But the first thing that has to happen is you seeing yourself and understanding that what you think, what you imagine, what you expect, and what you embrace as possibility and expectation will mobilize to form exactly what becomes your life. That's where the choice comes in. That's where the opportunity to change comes in. That's where the excitement comes in. Because you can make you the way you want to by changing your state of mind. That's the spiritual connection, Pat.
Well, in a lot of this, we now have information that has come into the mainstream through the movie The Secret. I'm not saying it's the only movie that was ever presented. There are many movies that have hit the market, but it's really less people with a hunger and a thirst for more knowledge and more information.
Right.
And there's been a big debate about what the secret is or what it isn't. But the point that, for me, the point that I want to make is, boy, we've got more people talking about this little movie that popped out than we have ever had before. We have more people in the realm of talking about manifestation and the laws of attraction and the laws of manifestation, people that have not heard about this before. And so in the work that you do, Pete, and the question that I would ask you is, given the scope of work over time, the people that you have worked with, what can you say about the time we now live in? What can you say about the response and the reaction to people that are looking at a movie like The Secret and saying, where can I get more?
Five more easy words. Learn to start depending on yourself. Where can you get more? Where can you get more? The Secret, by the way, one of the stars of The Secret, Dr. Joe Vitale, is a Pete Siegel client.
Mm-hmm.
I helped work with him to get him ready for that, to do, you know, a peak performance job, which he did. He was great in that movie. And Joe is a very wise and experienced teacher of life. That's the way I'll look at him. And he is. In his writings, everything he does, it's all about, you know, knowledge and wisdom and taking the next step. How do we get more? Which is, we begin to think, what are the kinds of mindsets, first of all, what are the kinds of mindsets that I need to embrace, that I can embrace, which are going to move me ahead? Is it negativity? Is it avoidance or reluctance? Is it thinking that things will happen by themselves and change will just occur without me getting involved? No. It's answering the biggest question in the first place is, and I'm sure you'll agree with this, is what do I want?
That's right.
It seems simple, but most people think what I don't want and what I would like to not have or not experience anymore, they think that's what they want. They think the absence of the bad is the good, and it's not. Just because you're miserable doesn't mean you're happy. Just because you're not sick doesn't mean you're healthy. Just because you're not impoverished doesn't mean you're wealthy. It just means you're not the bad. So the first thing is to say to yourself, if I could have myself and my life the way I really would want it, what would that be comprised of? What would that look like? What would the elements be within that context and structure? What would I be doing, thinking? What would I be communicating and expressing? What are the results? What are the things I would have? You've got to spend some time. Those of you who are homeowners who have ever built a house just doesn't all of a sudden appear, does it? The first step is what? The first step is the architect who makes the plan, isn't it? Think about this now, Kat. This is very exciting. The architect forms what's called a blueprint, doesn't he? And he shows you a schematic scale of exactly what this dwelling will be comprised of, with the size of everything, the building materials needed to be used, and then the scale of that house is taken by a builder or a contractor who then assembles his working team and gets all the materials together and takes and begins to convert that plot of land that may have weeds on it now or just may be a barren field somewhere, acreage somewhere that you bought, a barren piece of land. The builder takes the blueprint and begins to convert that piece of land into this house. It begins to produce the physical reality of what the architect produced within that blueprint. And now, if we use this same exact concept, where first a something that you experience externally has to be created in terms of a blueprint, and that has to do with your mind, your mindset, and the subconscious framework that you established, which is established by continuing to think upon a certain thing and invest and inject a certain emotional component and to reinforce that day after day after day after day. I think the Bible says man becomes what he thinks about all day long. As thy thoughts, so be it unto you. It's said in many different ways. We first formed the blueprint. Now we know what to do, what we're going for. Now your life and your subconscious power knows the structure and knows the detail of what to produce. The builder is your consciously reinforced will, expectation, and conviction to make that blueprint real and really you, to live within that and get so deep within it that it becomes the only thing real, real for you, in fact, the only destiny that you ever conceive. Then the team of contractors called your subconscious power, your energy, your will, your awareness, your commitment, your mental and spiritual capacity is activated to begin to do certain things in line with producing that blueprint. And things will show up in your life and upon your pathway that are consistent with building materials that you need, people that you need, resources that you need, understanding, wisdom, and awareness that you need. And then the process must be continued or sustained. The builders can't just show up one day with the building materials and say, okay, no, a house is a process. If you, what's that show? Extreme Home Makeover.
Oh, Extreme Makeover. Yeah, that's right.
And you
right.
can see in time-lapse photography.
Exactly.
All these people, from nothing, they either remodel or rebuild an entire house. But they never just go at it without having a blueprint or a structure or a plan. They have a very well-developed plan, so everybody knows what to do, what's expected, and what the ultimate result that they're shooting for is. Those listening now to the Dr. Pat Show, do you have an ultimate plan? Have you ever thought about it and considered it? Because how is life supposed to deliver you something when you don't put through a blueprint or an order that it can work with? What's it supposed to give you? It already knows that you want things. It already knows you have a very compelling desire for things. It already is aware that you're not satisfied with what you have right now, but it can't give you anything new unless and until you structure a blueprint that is so decisive that your subconscious mind can say, all right, there's the new, there's the what's in front of us that exists that I can move you toward. Not the what I don't want or what I want to stay away from, but the what I want, what I'll do, what really stimulates my excitement and my passion, my enthusiasm, the thing that now makes me want to wake up in the morning and get going so that I can have the time I need to begin to work and build this into my reality or my truth or my what will be or my personal life. And that's the most important thing. Find out and decide, what do I want? And then you can start building from there.
Well, Pete, you know, what you're talking about, for a lot of people, the metaphor of building the house is one that we can pretty much all of us relate to, whether you've actually built the house yourself. But we really get and understand that we've got to really have things laid out for us. I think at times we can get bogged down in thinking that we have to build a house the size of Extreme Makeover, and we have to do things in a particular way. But isn't it, in fact, true that for people that are listening to the show today and wondering, wow, you know, this seems like a huge job, this enormity of this for me to figure this out, I don't know if I can do it.
Well, enormity, look, at one point you thought about standing up and walking that way, didn't you?
Well, you know, they told me I shot right out of my mom and I was running.
Yeah, I shot right out of my mom and I was an Olympic sprinter, right? From womb to the track in one
fell swoop. Exactly.
Absolutely. Or at some point dressing yourself, or some point learning how to ride a bike,
exactly.
Or learning how to
of
read
course.
Or write, learning
of
how
course.
To go to the bathroom by yourself,
mm-hmm.
cooking your first meal. I mean, the first time you learned how to when you began to learn how to drive a car, the first time you sat down in front of a computer and even just try to figure out how do I log on to this thing, and now without thinking, it's just like part of your daily life. Things that you've never engaged before seem overwhelming. If you pursued a degree, if you've ever studied hypnotherapy or NLP or Gestalt or psychology, you know that it seems daunting sometimes because there are so many masters that you'll study with and so many things that you have to ultimately learn in order to get your degree. And you don't have to build a mansion. In fact, I always encourage people, just take 5 steps further outward from yourself than from where you are right now.
I love that, Pete.
Take 5 steps. You've heard the saying, well, live one day at a time. No, live 2 hours at a time. 2 hours at a time. Can I make it through these next 2 hours? Okay, great. All right? And then when you get to those 2 hours, then you say, all right, now I'm going to go for 2 more hours. Then you develop what's called a confidence in ability to continue. Now you stretch it out. Now I go to 2.5. Now you're going to 3, and then 4, and then 5, and now half a day, a whole day, 2 days, 3 days, a week, 3 weeks, a month. You see, that's how you develop what's called spiritual momentum, confidence momentum, okay? That's how you do it. Don't try to jump from the bottom of the mountain to the top. Just take the first step. Get used to doing that, and then take the next step. Be a step-by-step person, because that's how you develop confidence, proficiency, a sense of capacity to move yourself higher. That's the secret ingredient. Street smart spirituality listeners, that is the secret ingredient that those who are truly successful have mastered instinctively. I figured it out because the people that I work with go into the Super Bowl, the World Series, the Stanley Cup Finals, the NBA Finals, the Olympics, major PGA and LPGA golf tournaments. They have to be trial attorneys, investment bankers. They have to do, you know, TV shows day after day. They have to be in the zone. And they say, gee, it's so overwhelming sometimes. I'm expected to do so much. And then I say, take 5 steps from where you are now. And all of, you know, the first thing that I see within them, I hear this. I go, ugh. There's this relief that all of a sudden happens. And then I see the tension drain from them. Why? Because you have to structure things in your mind so that they are perceived as manageable. That's how confidence and effort and a sort of, I can do that. Well, I can do that. Well, I can do that. Then you get on the I can do that roll. There, let me give you a great analogy in terms of this confidence that we're speaking about, Pat.
Okay.
Because here it is. Having confidence in your soul is akin to having gas in your car.
Mm.
Without it, you go nowhere. And that's the truth. Without it, you go nowhere. But you can't, in other words, you don't have to build a mansion. Just build a dwelling that you could feel comfortable in and that you could easily afford. And that's something that's manageable to you, metaphorically and literally, if you're trying to build a house. Don't have to get the five-bedroom house for $2.5 million where your payment is $4,900 a month with a variable fixed mortgage. Don't do that when you first buy a house. Buy something you can manage. Not afford. Instead of using the word afford, use the word manage. Can I manage this? Can I manage that? All of a sudden, it's like, wait a second. You know what? I believe I can. That's where your strength begins to come from. And then when you get used to managing things in a certain context like that, then you move into the next management level. Now I can do this. Now I can do that. Don't jump into the deep end of the pool if you've never swam before. Go in where you can stand and then practice your swimming and then go a little bit out further and then swim there and then go a little bit out further until you're in the deep end and it feels natural to you. Metaphorically, that's how you can hold on to things and manage things and begin to create and sustain the kind of life that you really enjoy.
Pete, when we look at the world today and the confusion, and we look at how we're being hit with negativity, and believe me, I know about this because, you know, one of the stations that I'm on, an alternative station, a great station, decided to put the news at the top of the hour. And so whether you want to listen to it or not, you can't turn it off, it's there. And so we are being bombarded left and right. Now, I agree. We have choice. Everyone out there knows we have a choice. And yet at the same time, we cannot live in isolation, putting our heads in the sand.
Right.
Now, I know in the work that you do, you are known for the work that you do to help people move beyond negativity.
Right.
So what can we say to folks that are listening to the show? And the reason I'm asking you this question, because I got asked this question in an interview about 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
What do we say to people that think that it's getting worse and worse every day, that we are truly on a path to disaster, and who plug into this?
You know, we were just discussing this the other day.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at all you see is how many people got murdered in Afghanistan? How many people got murdered in Baghdad? Who blew themselves up? Who got shot? Who got raped? Who got killed? What school violence is there? And then they throw in, okay, and now here's the weather. So you're conditioned to believe that only these bad things exist. How do you sort of neutralize that? Look around you and notice that your life is still going on. The people that you know are still there doing the things that they do. The same kind of opportunities exist for you now that existed the other day. The butcher you go to, the supermarket you use, the dry cleaners that you use, the gas station that you go to, all the people that you know, the post office person that you deal with, the DMV, it's all still there. Nothing is changing in that way. And the media is an entertainment facility as well. It's not just a news projecting organization. And you have to understand that there are millions of good and positive things. People get married every day. People become successful every day. New babies are born every day. Children graduate from school with honors every day. People become aware of they overcome some malady. They overcome fear, worry, anxiety, desperation, self-sabotage. They do these things every day. People fall in love every day. People make money every day. People come up with incredible ideas every day. Authors develop new books, new CDs, new seminars that are incredible. New technology exists, and new technology becomes unfolded every day. All those things are as prevalent as all the gloom and doom that you hear. And so what I tell people is to say you have to begin to structure your own established way of thinking. If you remember years ago, Pat and I are old enough to remember this without giving my age or her age out. But there was a thing, remember, H.G. Wells' War of the Worlds. It was a radio broadcast. And people went outside assured that these alien Martians with the ray guns were waiting right outside their house. And the second that you walked outside, you would be shot, you would be anesthetized, and you would be lifted up and abducted. That because of a radio broadcast, because people didn't do their own thinking. Now, is there terrorism in the world? Yes. Is that going to stop? No. But that doesn't mean is it going to show up on your doorstep in your backyard while you're having your barbecue with your family this Sunday? No. And why would you choose to allow yourself to believe it could? Gas prices keep going up. But don't forget, the government wants you to see yourself and feel about yourself and things in a certain way. Why? Because that's how they can control you or justify doing what they do without you thinking about it, without you thinking more deeply about things, without you knowing yourself. It's to their benefit to have you be a mindless sheep rather than an independent thinking, self-contained, self-directed, functional, strong, powerful, independent person. Because then you become a threat. Why? Because then you look at things and say, wait a second, that's not all that there is. Why do you keep projecting only those types of things? Because that's what they determine to be entertaining. But you have to create what I call your own little world. And decide what elements exist within that world, what ideas will flourish and prosper and proliferate within that world, what people will you let into that world, what kind of activities is that world comprised of? The bowling alley, the bowling league, your bridge club, your chess club, the workouts that you do in the gym, the dance club you belong to, the hiking trips and excursions and junkets that you take, all the places and destinations all over the world that you visit, those things are still there. Now is your opportunity unconsciously to begin to widen this awareness that has just been steeped in this media projecting this negativity down your throat to say all the other good things that exist in life. That way the world becomes your friend and you begin to establish and sustain hope. And instead of worrying about not succumbing to or having the bad things afflict you, you can then begin to enjoy and pursue and steep and immerse yourself within what is good. And that's how you stay mentally strong, mentally healthy, and that elusive word happy that Pat and I were discussing the other day. Happy means that the things I really want and aspire toward and the opportunity that I really want and need, that's still there. It's not going to be shot down. It's not going to be denied. It's not going to be taken from me. I'm not at risk for it. Take charge and take care of your own self and your own world and your own mind. Then this negativity of the future stops consuming you. Why? Because your mind refuses to accept that that's all there is. And you begin to focus on what is good and desired.
And Pete, and you know, there's so much information that we could share. I mean, we've got an hour to talk about this. I want to make sure everyone has your website so that they can check it out. And there's just a ton of information here, in addition to some of the CDs, some of the books you've put together, including taking a look at using our stress to fuel our success. So let's make sure we give out your website and let folks know how to get a hold of you. And I want to mention to everyone, please feel free to give us a call if you'd like to ask a question, if you'd like to weigh in on the conversation. Give us a call at 877-876-5227, 877-876-5227. And Pete, let's give out your website.
Okay, thank you, Pat. It's www.incrediblechange.com. That's www.incrediblechange.com, and you can read my bio, my client list, media appearances, and you can review the 16 different personal development and self-help book and tape programs that I produce for many different subjects, and you will find a way, a strategy, a methodology to keep yourself not just strong, but confident, proactive, and moving yourself ahead within life. So instead of feeling a victim of circumstance, you become the personal creator of what is.
Well, and Pete, you know, we've talked about a lot of different things today, and I want to thank you for joining the show. A lot has been said about the law of attraction, and I know that you talk about the law of manifestation. And for many people, there's not just one law, there are many laws. But all of these laws work together. In the work that you've done in your personal journey along the way, Has there been a point in time in your journey where you were at the point where you thought that you were at this place where you had to give up?
Well, you know, look, anyone who becomes great in a field, any great teacher, has to go through humbling learning experiences along the way. That's where your great lessons come from, if you can keep an open life. Did I ever reach a point where I was ever going to stop? No. I made a commitment, and I knew in my soul very early on, the first day of hypnotherapy class back in 1979, which seems like in the Mesozoic period of chronology, I knew from the first day of class, this is what I should be doing. I had this incredible, unexplainable feeling. That's what I should be doing. This is what I'm this is what I'm here for. This is why my life has meaning. You understand?
All right. Yeah, I do. Let's take a call right now. Who do we have on the line?
Hello?
Hi, who are you?
This
Welcome
is
to the show.
Hi. This is just amazing. You guys are just incredible. It's my first time tuning into you. And you're amazing. Your guest is amazing. Literally has changed my thought process in the 48 minutes that I've been listening.
How's that? Very nice. Thank
Great.
You.
Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Oh, Kat with a K.
Okay.
And I'm in New York.
I knew I picked
up.
My hometown.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Not too many people mistake the accent, but I just can't thank you enough. It's just absolutely amazing. I'm actually emailing my friends as I'm listening, saying, you have to listen to this guy. Listen to this. You're just amazing. For whatever reason, I was supposed to tune in tonight, and, you know, it's taken a long time. Nobody really gets through my barrier that I set up. And just listening to you speak, Pete, is amazing.
Thank you very much. Did you have a specific question?
My question is about, self-confidence. I know exactly what I want to do. I have so many great ideas, and I'm afraid to take, you know, that first step, and yet I'm taking notes as I'm listening to you. Take the five steps. Do this. Do that.
Yeah.
And it's just really about the confidence, and I'm not even so much afraid of fear. It's the confidence. I don't have any.
Because you're seeing the thing that you're striving for as bigger than your ability to effectively deal with it. That's why your lack of confidence.
Okay.
And so I'm going to tell you, there have been times in your life when you didn't know if you could do something, but you went into it and you did it efficiently and masterfully, even surprising yourself, haven't there?
True.
Okay.
I've also been kind of like, knocked down.
Okay, we all been knocked down, but listen, here's the thing. If you think about those times when you went into a situation not knowing if you could pull something off or not knowing if you'd be able to create the outcome, go into activate those memories, access those memories in your mind, and see that part of yourself and feel that part of yourself and develop the mindset that she had and develop the sense of self and the sense of initiative that she had. Connect with her as if she was a person standing out in front of you, reaching out her hand to you, saying, come on,
Perfect.
This is the truth of you.
And I can visualize that exactly.
Okay.
Oh, that's great.
Wait,
you're
more than
amazing.
Visualize. That's not enough. That's not enough.
No, I can visualizing for me is a big step, and putting it into motion is the next step.
There you go. And now what you do, remember we just discussed, 5 feet ahead of where you are now. Break that thing down into segments. Start with the first segment.
Yep.
Okay, now I take myself from here to here. Oh, I just did that. Good. Now you started, wait a second, if I can do that, let me go into the next segment.
Right.
Now, just by me explaining that to you, tell the listening audience how your sense of confidence just changed in the last 5 minutes.
It's just, it's truly amazing. That's
Well, say how it feels. I felt
I
such
feel that
such,
I can,
now I
instead
feel
of
what?
Talking about what I want to do, I have a plan that I'm going to put into action now.
Yeah, and you know what, can I say something to you?
Please.
I want to acknowledge you, from my heart to your heart, for picking up the phone and for calling into the show.
Well, I was waiting the whole time going, oh, please say they're accepting calls.
I'm so thrilled that you did this. Because when
you.
Pete says five steps, you did more than listen to the show.
Mm-hmm.
Not only did you pick up the phone and call, you emailed your friends.
Mm-hmm.
And you might as well email them and let them know that Pete's going to be on one of the other stations with me.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be able to find that out through just going to my website, thedrpatshow.com.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And So what we're talking about, you have just now demonstrated for the thousands of people that are listening to the show.
Oh, wow. Okay, I never even put it in that.
Yeah, that's what blows me away. That's why I do this show. That's why I'm on air 20 hours a week. Because it's people like you that are able to hear what we're talking about, translate it into a modality that allows them to become empowered.
Right.
And step forth one step at a time, five steps, then the next five.
Right.
And before you know it, you're on the air with Pete Siegel.
Right. Well, that's what, actually, I'm taking notes. I'm going five steps further than I was now. Then I'm like 2 hours at a time. I can do this. I could do it. And I thought absolutely, literally has changed the way I'm thinking in just this short time, which is, you know, a long time coming. And, you know.
Let me give you a suggestion. What'd you say your name was?
Cat with a K.
Change it to Tiger.
Excuse me?
Change it to Tiger.
Yeah, because that's what you've got. You see, Pete and I are picking up on your energy.
It's so funny because in another life I would probably be a leopard or something
see,
like that.
What I think is going on is you just need someone, a support person, to start pushing you in the right direction.
Yeah, right.
But then you'll get into the momentum. That's great to have that.
Right.
But now what we're discussing here will enable you to be that support person.
Right. Well,
so instead of waiting around for someone to make you feel or help you feel good and competent and effective,
mm-hmm.
go up and do the thing yourself. Become the initiator,
absolutely.
The proactive success force.
Absolutely.
That's in you now.
Yes. That is you. And I want to thank you so much
for
calling in.
Well, I thank both of you so, so much. And I'm so glad you took my call. And you have no idea how you've changed. I know it sounds odd to anybody who's listening, but truly, I am a very hard person to break through. And I'm literally emailing saying, listen to these people. Listen to the archives. Go pull them up. They're amazing. So thank you so, so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You.
Okay. And much success to you, Tiger, okay?
Thank you. Have a good night.
Okay, you
bye
too.
Bye-bye. Bye.
And, Pete, let me thank you. I believe it or not, the time has just flown by.
I can't believe it's an hour already.
I know. It is amazing, and that's exactly one of the things you talked about. People don't understand how I can do as many hours of radio that I do, and they don't understand that, you know, when I get on air and I get to have conversations with somebody like a Pete Siegel, and get back on. Pete, are we back?
Hello.
Hey, I think we're back on.
What is going on?
I'll tell you, and, you know, I have this experience with Olivia Newton-John and with Joe Vitale. When my belief is when you get the vibration of energy raised, to the level that we're at right now. And these listeners understand about vibration, and so does our friends at BBS here. What happens is we put a wrinkle in what's going on, and when you get sort of the level of awakening and knowing that we just had, it sometimes I think we're in this field of electromagnetic stuff that just can't handle it.
Oh, wait, that was the thing. Even the Internet isn't big enough to handle the power of Dr. Pat Basile. And again, it proves itself to be the case.
I know. You said that to me the other day. And I want to thank you, Pete, and I'm sure that our listeners are thanking you. And I want to mention to everyone that go to my website, thedrpatshow.com, and be on the lookout for Pete's next conversation with us. And this will be up in the archives as well. Pete, let's make sure folks have your website, because you've got a ton of fabulous, fabulous books and CDs for them to listen to so that they can take those five steps.
Okay, thank you, Pat. It's www.incrediblechange.com. www.incrediblechange.com.
And I want to thank you for taking time, I know, out of your busy schedule. I've looked at your client list.
Yeah.
I'm sure some of some of the folks on the California Angels or the Cincinnati Reds are saying, where is that guy? And
well,
you'll have to explain to them that you're on the show with Dr. Pat.
They're playing right now, and in 1 hour I have a flurry of calls to see how they did and to answer their questions and to deal with their situation. So it's been an incredible pleasure to do this show with you. I've always admired you, and your energy is incredible, your open-mindedness. And now I can see why you have such a loyal following that increases and expands ever more. So I'm looking forward to doing the next show with you, Pat.
I'm thrilled, Pete. You are totally awesome. And I'm encouraging everyone that has heard this show and will continue to hear and will hear the archives to check out what Pete's doing. and look for him in an upcoming newsletter from us or on my website on a future show, because this is truly about living a life that you decide that you want to live. And as Pete said before, not about what someone else thinks, not about what we hear in the media, but about you stepping into the power that's already been there for you. Pete Siegel, as we say on the Dr. Pat Show, thank you so much, and you totally rock.
Thank you, Pat. Much love to you.
Much love to you. And I want to thank all of the listeners for tuning in again, turning us on, because you're keeping the juice going and helping so many people out there get connected to what we do here, Empowering Radio, the Dr. Pat Show. It's about thriving. Get rid of surviving. Doesn't serve you. And I want to thank all of our friends at BBS Radio for holding the vibration and making the sound wave steady out there. I know it's been a tough time. And until next week, right here on BBSRadio.com and the Dr. Pat Show, make sure that you understand the magnificence that you are. Tap into that divine glow, that everlasting light, that power, that